Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
I hate to make you guys relive your prison days, but we all know that there are some unwritten rules that go on behind the scenes, so let's just lay it all down.
The Men's Room Top 10! The Men's Room Top 10!
10. Unspoken rules every inmate must follow in prison. If it's your first day in the big house, you know what you have to do after the cavity search and putting on your new shade of orange. You walk up to the biggest, baddest mofo you can find and do your best to establish dominance. Hit that con as hard as you can and hope like hell they go down. Or get ready to be called Sally for the rest of your stay. Oh, get a harmonica. And maybe a pet mouse, too.
Yeah. It's a Green Mile reference
right
there.
Yeah.
Pretty good.
So these are unspoken rules every inmate must follow in prison. I know that we've all gone through these, but you know what? Let's just run through it again.
Let's run through it one more time. Thanks, Mike.
It's written by the Ted Smith.
Yeah.
T-Bone.
Rules to survive. T-Bone. Be respectful.
Okay. That probably works anywhere, but certainly in a place where people will physically beat you.
Yeah. There's always someone bigger and badder. If you walk around showing disrespect, someone scarier will come at you with full force.
Do you guys watch any like prison shows or stuff about prison life?
No. Not a ton, but on occasion.
I think the only thing I did was Orange is the New Black and like Shawshank and Green Mile stuff.
All right. Like I always watch all the documentaries and stuff and like behind the scenes. Like that be respectful thing. Like you got to know the rules.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Like for instance, there's just certain parts of the yard that like I can't go to, or there's certain parts that Thrill could go to.
But why not, fellas?
Right. And it's like, I didn't even realize that, like, you know, obviously be respectful, but it's like, oh, dude, like, you're white. You can't be over there. I was like, oh, my God. There's so many little things.
Oh, yeah. keeping a confident exterior. One of the most important unspoken rules inmates follow is to maintain a constant display of confidence. If you don't look confident, you look like a victim and target, and nobody wants that.
Yeah, we call that bait.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They say get protective custody if necessary. Not all inmates are on equal footing. If you watch prison-related TV shows, you'll have heard that. Depending on their crime, inmates can be in real danger. Police make arrests for everything from murder to library books. says that there's a real mix in the prison there.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. These are unspoken rules every inmate must follow in prison. They say don't get cozy with the correction officers.
No.
All right.
It says, if other inmates get even a sniff that you could be snitching or getting preferential treatment, you're in danger. This is such a serious threat that prisoners often don't spend any time alone with correction officers. Many prisoners speak to officers in pairs if they have a question or task that they need help to avoid accusations.
Hell, that was true in high school, man, when I was gone. Like, if you were the teacher's pet, like, you got work. Didn't mean you're a bad guy. You didn't do anything wrong, but just if people identified you as that, you just got worked.
Yeah.
I mean, I would think, too, again, this is just from the shows I watch. I know some people, like, have jobs in the, like, especially jail.
Yeah.
So they're, like, trustees. So I wonder if you get
I think
a
it's
little
different
leeway.
If you're a trustee.
Yeah, like, because it's like they kind of have to deal with the guards all the time.
Right. Don't accept gifts or favors. It says on that note, another important rule in prison is to never accept gifts and favors. Receiving a gift can seem nice, especially when you're desperate to make friends fast. However, By accepting a gift or a favor, you're actually just indebting yourself. Indebting yourself is bad. The last thing that you want is for someone to have leverage over you. Savvy prisoners clock onto this rule early.
I mean, I would use that in regular life, too.
Yes.
You bet.
Yeah.
You bet.
There's some people you don't, right, you don't want that gift or that favor from them. Because, I mean, look, have you seen The Godfather?
Correct. At some point, right.
I'll grant you whatever you want, but it's like, he's like, eventually I'm going to come back and I'm going to need a favor.
Observe extra existing rules, they say. Another important unspoken rule is that prisoners must pay attention to existing rules. It isn't just about memorizing a singular list of rules and waltzing into jail, now safe and carefree. Each jail environment is different, and every group in jail has its own rules. The best way to stay safe is to observe the existing rules in an individual prison and group. For instance, some blocks might use specific toilets for specific purposes, or certain mops and brooms in certain places. Stay quiet, observe the patterns and unspoken rules.
Okay.
That kind of tends to be what this follows. Is like, keep your mouth shut, keep your head down, and stay out of trouble.
Yeah, yeah. In general.
Which should just kind of be a general rule there. These are unspoken rules every inmate must follow in prison. They say don't stand too close to private conversations.
See, because that sounds like you're eavesdropping on them, and you're going to tell.
Period, though, man.
It says this kind of falls into the respect category, but it's so niche that it had to have its own section and important rules to never stand close to a private conversation. It looks nosy and almost guaranteed to provoke an emotional reaction. You got to stay in your own lane when trying to survive. Make sure that it's obvious that you're doing so by steering clear of private conversations, a.k.a. mind your own business.
And like I said, I think that applies everywhere and anywhere. Mm-hmm.
Right.
It's one thing to overhear someone. It's another thing to eavesdrop, but it will be met with an emotional reaction.
Yeah, and I mean, besides the fact, like some of that stuff, you probably just don't even want to know.
Yeah, exactly. Life will be easier in general if you just stay out of other people's
business. Yeah, man.
All right.
Right?
I met a guy in Mexico, and this particular guy in Mexico actually streams our show. Okay?
Oh, no kidding.
So it was nuts. This was last April, I believe, but we're sitting outside for dinner. And this guy walks by and he goes, Steve the Thrill Hill. And I look up and so I'm like, I assume he's from Seattle. He's like, no, man, I live in Mazatlan. But he had spent some time here years ago, but he streams a show down there. He's like, I listen every day. I'm like, oh, that's cool.
All
so
right.
His wife owns an art gallery. So we all kind of hook up the next day. And I'm talking to him about something with his wife or his family, whatever it was. And he looks me dead in the eye and he goes, I lead a simple life. I was like, oh, he's like, I do not ask questions. I'm like, dude, that's the way to live.
It's yeah, like, good enough.
I don't want to know anything. Right. Like, right. Good on you, dude.
I like that. He didn't say stop asking.
No, he literally said, I choose to live a simple life.
There you go.
I know nothing. I choose not to know anything.
Correct.
I don't care.
Right. Plausible deniability.
Yeah,
I don't know, bro. I can't say I do.
You should write a book, and that's the entire book.
This is where I'd get myself into trouble. Again, these are unspoken rules every inmate must follow in prison. Don't sit in random spots. Sitting in random spots is a total no-go. Spots aren't free, even if they're literally empty. Sitting in a spot is something that you earn through networking and affiliation, or sometimes plain old bribery. This goes everywhere, from the gym to the TV room, the canteen. In prison, you stick to sitting with acquaintances and ask people you trust where you can sit. There's an unspoken rule to never throw a grenade at your own feet by sitting somewhere randomly.
Good to know.
God. Yeah, that would just be crazy. Yeah.
You wouldn't like, think
you
like,
wouldn't,
that.
Right, you'd just hop at a squat over
dude,
here.
Dude, don't sit there. Don't, oh,
right.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Oh,
Jerry
no.
C.
Yeah, I mean, that yeah.
He's going to come for that seat.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
But now you owe him a favor because you sat in his seat.
Or they're just going to beat you up.
Yeah.
You want to get your ass whipped to give me a mouth hug? I'll take the ass whipping, please.
I feel like this goes without saying, but absolutely no snitching.
Well, yeah.
This goes back to the no cozying up to correction officers rule. Of course, this is actually 10 times worse if you get caught. You aren't just suspicious, you're a proven snitch. And I don't think you have to worry about getting your ass kicked at that point. I think that's the good way out.
Yeah.
Yeah, that last show I watched was pretty wild. Like, I mean, those inmates would you know, they know where the cameras are, where they can hide and, like, beat somebody up.
Yeah.
And, I mean, the guards could hear it eventually, so they'll get there pretty quickly. But even the dude that just got his ass beat, it's like, no, I fell off the top rack.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, just instant. Just like, nope.
Exactly. Yep, I fell. You got to be ready to fight. Fighting is the currency of prison existence. Ideally, you'd stay out of trouble, but if inmates face direct threats, they must be ready to fight. It's an unspoken expectation that boils down to a matter of safety. People need to know that you aren't easy pickings. On another note, breaking up fights is a no-go. Fights have a certain degree of protection in prison and are seen as untouchable once in action.
By the way, all these things can be applied to Baltimore City public high schools.
Oh, no kidding.
Oh, yeah.
Getting pummeled, like, leave it alone.
Yeah, and prison in the making. I said that all the time. I'm like, this is like being in jail, except you just leave at the end of the day.
That's where I'd get myself into trouble. Because I'd go over there and try to break it up, but I'd get myself into
trouble. You would do it once.
Yep, that's
fact. And then you wouldn't.
You know what? That's a fair
call. I mean, right, you'd do it your freshman year, and then it just would not happen. You'd be fine.
They say expect segregation. Forget what you know about the outside. One of the biggest unspoken rules that inmates must follow is segregation. Upon entering the prison, they must join their racial group. Those who float between racial groups are highly vulnerable to attack. There are lesser discussed restrictions, too, like not having mixed-race cells. Interestingly, each group also has its own set of rules, which links to our point about expecting extra rules.
Yeah.
Yeah. Be ready.
Yeah, I mean, right? Like, I know for the white people, like that Aryan Brotherhood, I mean, I'm pretty sure it started in prison.
A lot of gangs started in prison, you know? For sure.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of stuff is still run by prison gangs.
Mm-hmm.
And then the number one unspoken rule that every inmate must follow in prison, we end the list with one that, again, kind of goes without saying. Stay busy. This is the most important rule of all, stay busy. You can do jobs when serving a jail sentence, like cleaning, making clothes, or even cooking. The best thing is that you earn a commissary to buy things from the prison shop, basically a very low wage. Of course, if you're staying busy earning money, you also stay out of the way of other inmates. It's a win-win and popular strategy for successfully navigating prison life. Just mind your own damn business. Do your time.
Mike, you have to worry about it the least in this room.
The problem is that when I'm in there, I'm screwed.
You would do the worst of anyone in this room.
Like, I have the best shot of not ending up in there, but if I end up in there, I'm going to die.
You know, if you go with that attitude, you probably end up getting protection. Hey, this clown's funny. Just stare at him for 30 seconds. He'll start melting down. He's going to say some funny stuff.
I mean, look, I've joked about it for years, right? I mean, Thrill's heard me say it. I'm just like, yeah, if I go to prison, sorry. Everything you know about me is different, and now I'm a racist.
That's right.
Right?
Oh, that's
well, I mean,
right.
It's the
you
truth. Though, right, I kind of have to.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think me on my own is going to do well in there.
That's right.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the health care you earned and deserve.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.